Before we begin, I'd just like to apologise for not coming in costume. I know the sun's beating today, but it's not quite warm enough for just sandals and a robe. But, okay. Undoubtedly, Mohandas the Mahatma Gandhi could be considered one of the most important and influential figures to have ever lived. Born in 1869, he began his life unassumingly and rather awkwardly, only really catching public attention in South Africa in 1906, where he began his Satyagraha campaigns against the social injustice faced by Indian people. Satyagraha can roughly be translated as insistence on truth, and Gandhi, as the foremost Satyagrahi, used suffering and self-sacrifice to demonstrate the truth. These campaigns would go on to become some of the most significant social movements of the 20th century, teaching non-violence and passive resistance in the face of oppression. He is considered to have represented the downtrodden, the racially discriminated, and the oppressed all over the world, both until his death in 1948 and in times post-hummus. Gandhi's campaigns in India were catalysts for Indian independence. He channeled public discontent through his policy of Satyagraha, while simultaneously bringing together a previously scattered and uncoordinated nationalist movement under, for the most part, a single banner. It was not just his actions that made him a key figure, but his image. A robed man living in poverty was representative of the Indian masses, and Gandhi made efforts to work with and bring together all the various religions of India. He himself was a Hindu, and among his favourite hymns were the Christian ones such as the Sermon on the Mount, and he helped to lead the Islamic Caliphate movement. This representation made him more than just an activist. He was an embodiment of the Indian struggle. What sets the Mahatma apart from other Indian nationalist activists is that his moral outlook focused on peace. Singh, Tilak, and other early nationalists were violent and extreme, hurting others through their actions. But Gandhi took a more rational approach, and he would rather harm himself than let others hurt. This can be seen in his Ahmedabad campaign, as he took the burden of the workers on himself through a hunger strike, rather than asking them to strike in the knowledge that if they were to, they would be unable to afford food. Gandhi is known as the father of India, but his actions led not just to India's freedom, they helped to shape modern America. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., arguably the civil rights movement's most significant leader, was highly influenced by Gandhi and his creed of Satyagraha. King's biography even states that Gandhi was the guiding light in our technique of non-violent social change. And King extensively employed Satyagraha. No finer example could be than in Birmingham, Alabama, in 1963, in which King's peaceful protest sparked a vicious response from the police, not unlike the end of Gandhi's salt march campaign at the Dharasana salt works. The inspiration from Gandhi would suggest that he fathered two nations, India and modern America. Time magazine named Gandhi as runner-up to the most important person of the century, bested only by Albert Einstein. As a person, he was the father of India, and in teaching, the father of black civil rights in the USA. His image and creed will undoubtedly live on and may father more nations to come. This outstanding contribution, not just to the Indian society, but to the global society, should undoubtedly grant him a place in the balloon. Were you to ask him, though, he, in his humble nature, would no doubt sacrifice himself so that others may live.